Well, it's Tuesday, 17 May, 2022, our 36th program of the South African Military Christian Fellowship called At Ease. I'm your host, Chris Meyer, for the next half an hour or so. A warm welcome to all our listeners. We have a wonderful program for you lined up as usual, and I really trust that all of you, our military, our Navy, our Air Force, and our veterans, and everybody who tune in out there will be blessed this evening by a wonderful lineup that we have for you. We have, as usual, our devotion by Pastor Jonathan Holt. We have two pieces of music from the Navy Band. We have a military challenge testimony from the Military Challenge newspaper. Then we have our questions from Captain Peter Lawrence. And then, as usual, our news. And then we will close off. Friends, I trust that you will enjoy this program wherever you are. I trust that you will be at ease and really be encouraged through our program. Let's listen now to Pastor Jonathan Holt as he's going to share with us about Isaiah 53, something very unique, if I can say unique, that because after that it was never like that again. So let's listen to you. Thank you, Pastor Jonathan Holt.
When some people think of the cross of Jesus, they look upon it as a tragic event that should have never happened. They see it as a horrible death for a would-be people's hero who never managed to gain the success he was after. But such thinking is a result of complete ignorance of the Bible and God's design in it all. As I conclude this series in Isaiah 53, we note that the cross of Christ was the very plan of God. Over 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, Isaiah prophesied in verse 10 that it was the will of the Lord to crush him. In other words, it was God's will that he should become our sin-bearing Savior, that he should suffer in order for people to be saved from the penalty of sin. In what appeared to be a humiliating defeat for Jesus at the cross, the opposite really unfolded. Salvation for his people was accomplished. At the cross, the law of God was satisfied, Satan was defeated, and the elect of God were redeemed with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Isaiah spoke of the success of Christ's suffering. In verse 11, we read, "Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous." What is being foretold is that Christ's suffering and anguish would lead to a great number of sinners being justified before God and saved from eternal destruction. Think of a seed that must fall to the ground and die before it germinates in the soil and grows into a plant that yields much fruit. So too, Christ died, and from his death, the fruit of eternal salvation has come to many. If Christ had not died on the cross, we would have no access to eternal life. Billy Graham used to preach, "The only way to heaven is by way of the cross of Jesus." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, value and cherish the cross of Jesus. Whatever the world thinks of it, we as God's children know that it was on the cross that Jesus Christ struck a mortal blow against Satan and the powers of darkness. It was there that he paid the infinite penalty our sin required. It was there that God's eternal wrath against our sin was satisfied. It was there in Christ's suffering and death that our eternal salvation was won for us. What joy to come to the cross and to know that all who look in faith to the crucified and risen Jesus are accounted righteous before God and receive the gift of eternal life. How much do you praise God for the cross of Jesus? The fact that you as a believer are accounted righteous before God and that you have been gifted with eternal life is because it was the will of the Lord to crush your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on the cross. From his suffering and death, joy and everlasting peace has sprung forth. From the crown of thorns Jesus wore, we are given a crown of life. From the robe of shame that he wore, we are given his royal robe of righteousness. He was crushed that we might be eternally blessed. How great is God's love for sinners like us. All glory to his holy name. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the anguish you endured and the death that you died, that we might be forgiven of all our sin and enjoy fellowship with you for all eternity. Teach us to delight in this great salvation you accomplished on our behalf at the cross of Calvary. To you be all the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
We want to say thank you, Pastor Jonathan Holt, for your devotion. And what struck me most, if I say just before the devotion, it is unique. It is here in Isaiah 53 verse 10, that it was God who killed Jesus. If I can ask who killed him, it was God who crushed him. And wow, if you just can think of the message of the cross, the images of the cross, or the many facets or faces of the cross, the hatred of the cross, and then also the blessing of this cross, the cruel death that Jesus died for you and me to bring us to God so that we can stand in a living relationship with him. Think of that. Thank you, Pastor Jonathan Holt. Well, we're going to listen now to our first piece of music here at 93.6 FM in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. And our first piece of music is by the Navy Band called On Patrol. May God bless you. Well, what a wonderful piece of music was by the Navy Band On Patrol. We're going to listen now to our testimony narrated for us by Graham Wilson from the Military Challenge newspaper. Geology graduate discovers the Rock of Ages, Bart Osaisoik. May God really bless you as you've listened to this testimony.
Bart Fiziok has a long and distinguished career in the United States Navy, a rock-solid profession for the geology graduate, if there ever was one. Somewhere between beginning his geology course and completing it in 1976 at the University of Kansas, Bart fell in love with the military and joined the United States Coast Guard. He was posted to Guam. A few days after arriving, he was given a Bible and attended church. I became aware that, in spite of my experiences and accomplishments in life thus far, I lacked meaning and purpose, Bart recalls. While reading the four Gospels in the New Testament, I was so impressed with the life of Jesus that I decided to follow him as Lord. Within 6 weeks, he had committed his life to Jesus Christ. It was through reading the Scripture that my heart was captivated by Christ, he tells Baptist Press. His wife Dawn followed a short time later. While serving as a church pastor in San Francisco in the late 1980s, Bart joined the military reserve as a chaplain. He eventually went full-time and served in the uniformed forces for 25 years. Bart always had an interest in discipleship, training people in the Bible and Christian living. I wanted to be his disciple and needed a mature Christian to lead me on the journey. Unfortunately, no one offered to disciple me. Without a spiritual mentor, discipleship for me was limited to books and study guides. Discipleship has been the thread of Bart's Christian ministry as he sees it as vital for developing maturity in Christians. In his role as Army chaplain, he challenged soldiers to develop their faith and equip others. Soon men and women were meeting in small Bible study groups and developing relationships with personal accountability and prayer. Eventually, Bart's model became Disciples International, resources and training organization which he founded and launched in 2006. Disciples International is a means to offer personal and practical discipleship training and resources for all who take seriously the mandate of Jesus Christ to make disciples of all nations, Matthew 28, verse 19. In so doing, God is glorified. Today, DI has an international reach and works with other organizations to share the gospel and alleviate poverty. I could never have predicted how things have gone for me and my family, Bart says. One thing is certain, God has led the way and continues to lead the way. Bart, now retired from the Army in 2014 at the rank of Colonel, he and his wife live in Annapolis, where he serves as Director of DI International Incorporated.
Well, folks, I am your host, Chris Meyer, here on 93.6 FM, your Good News Community radio station, if you just tuned in. We are here in KZN, KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. A warm welcome to you, one and all. May God really bless you. What is for me incredible in this passage, as this man come to Christ and looking for a place where he can, you know, be discipled and grow in Christ, I think it's one of the many, many things and aspects of the Christian faith and a Christian walk with God, and that is discipleship. And sometimes you need a pacemaker that, you know, set the pace for us. And many times there is no pacemaker that I can follow. But this is the thing that God many times wants to use you, want to use me as a pacemaker to set the pace to start something like a discipleship for others to grow, because not every person is a discipler, although Jesus said we must make all of us who receive him as our personal savior must be a discipler. You know, and the fruit of a disciple is another disciple, so that is what a discipler is doing. So yeah, and that is what is so outstanding for me, that this man became a pacemaker for others and started in the Discipleship International organization. We're going to listen now to Captain Peter Lawrence, who's got his two questions for us, and that I trust that you will really, if you the first time that you tuned in, that you will listen very carefully, because it is a matter of life and death, these two questions, to answer it one day before God. May God bless you as we listen to it. Thank you, Captain Peter.
Good evening, GNCR listeners, and particularly our At Ease regulars. It is my joy and privilege to now give you the answers to the two vital questions that have demanded an answer these past 5 months or so. The first question was, have you come to that place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that should you die, you would go to heaven? The answer must be a resounding yes. You must have a spiritual birth certificate when you came to know for certain that should you die, you would go to heaven. Not maybe, not sure or no, but yes, you need to live life in victory. It's important then to know why you know for certain that you would go to heaven. The second question, suppose you were to die and appear before Almighty God, and he were to ask you, why should I allow you into my heaven? What would you say? Your answer must be that you are trusting in Jesus Christ alone for eternal life. Believe through reading the scriptures and trust. The gospel leads us to this commitment, which is simply the following. Eternal life is a free gift. It is not earned or deserved. We then look at man. Man is a sinner. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And man cannot save himself. There's nothing we can do. We need a savior. We then look at God and what he is. He's merciful. He doesn't want to punish us. He's love. But God is also just and must punish the sinner. He is holy, and we cannot approach him as sinners. So what then is the answer? The answer is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, who he is, the infinite God and man. And then what he did, he died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin, then rose again from the dead, and now gives us eternal life. So we can see then what the Bible prophesies, in fact, in the book of Isaiah, where it tells us what the Lord Jesus would do for us. And it reads, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So that is prophesying to that the Lord Jesus would take our sin upon himself, our iniquity. This gift of eternal life is received through faith. And certainly more than just head knowledge, intellectually believing, and more just temporarily having faith when it suits us or when we need help. And what it is trusting then in Jesus Christ alone for eternal life. And this then, this wonderful gift, is the motive for living a godly life in gratitude for what the Lord Jesus has done for us. Believing the gospel, we then need to repent and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal savior and Lord. You can pray alone, or ask a pastor or Christian friend to pray with you, trusting in Jesus Christ alone for eternal life. We now have assurance in the scripture, which says, and Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life, says the Lord Jesus. And so like a tree, we need to grow. And there are five means of growth that will help you grow as a Christian. One, reading the Bible, perhaps starting with the book of John. Two, prayer, this wonderful personal relationship we can have with our Heavenly Father, and praying to him through the Lord Jesus Christ and the help of the Holy Spirit. Worship him in praise, in song. Worship him in thanks for what he has done for you. Worship him as we look at this beautiful creation and the beauty all around us. Worship. And then four, fellowship. We need to fellowship with other Christians. We all know about the coal that falls from the fire and will soon die and grow cold, but needs to be there with the other coals. So have fellowship. Find a church where you can have fellowship and grow. And lastly, then witness. Tell others what you have done, that you've received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Please contact GNCR should they need any further help or guidance regarding eternal life and where you will spend eternity. I thank you for this opportunity to share the precious gospel with you. God bless and keep you.
Thank you, Captain Peter Lawrence, for those two questions. The third point that I would like to mention here concerning this question is God. You know, we talk about the first point, and that was grace. The second point was, you know, about man, that man cannot save himself. He needs someone outside of him to save him. He's not so good as what the world thinks he is, because the Bible got a totally different view of man. And then God, you know, who is God? The Bible says in the beginning, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning was God. How did he came there? How do he reveal himself? God, and it can be a just so general. We talk about the living God, the one and only God, the God, the Elohim, the one who revealed him through the Bible. I am, the great I am. This God who really loved his creation, but he hate his works, he hate his deeds. Man's got a problem, and we saw it last time, it's the sin problem, cannot save himself. And here is God. You know, if you take your hand and you open your hand in front of you, you see your middle finger is longer than all the other fingers. That is a good example of, you know, God stand out above everything. He is the creator of everything. He's the creator of you who listen now to me. I wonder what is your thoughts about him. And I want you to know that this God wants to have a relationship with you. But there's the problem of man. There's the problem of sin. A God that is love. God is love, but he's also a God of righteousness and justice, is the Bible. What is your point of view about God? You know, the matter is, listen to this. Doesn't matter if you don't even believe in him. It won't take him away. He's still there, because he has given life to everything and everybody. So I would really love to hear your thoughts on that. Well, folks, we are very close in the middle of our program. We're going to listen here to Riranzo Mangani. Is she going to read to us the South African Military Christian Fellowship news? I trust that you have a piece of paper, a pen or a pencil or something to write down some items to pray through. And may God bless you. Thank you, Riri.
Attention! Good evening, South Africa. Good evening, listeners of At Ease FM. Riranzo Mangani, your newsreader. We continue to pray for peace and an end to the terrible war in Ukraine. With so many civilian casualties and millions of refugees having fled the conflict, let us continue to pray that the soldiers fighting on both sides tend to and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for their safety and the gift of eternal life in heaven. The SAMCF is urgently looking for the written personal testimonies of Christian soldiers for inclusion in the Military Challenge newspaper. Please let the SAMCF know if you are able to help by contacting us on our contact info provided at the end of the news. We give thanks for the appointment of the new AMCF VP for the South African region, Major General Ramasitera, from Madagascar, who will take over the VP duties from Captain Peter Lawrence in September 2022. The SAMCF will conduct a 10-day show and tell promotion trip from 26 June to 10 July 2022 to the Western Cape, Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, Free State, and KZN. Max Mopondi from our AMCF Principal Support Organization will join our Nation Executive Director for the trip. The Association of Military Christian Fellowship Prayer, AMCF Prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Bless the servicemen and women of all nations, and grant that all who know the joy of being all in one Christ Jesus may be filled with your love and pass it to one another through the power of the Holy Spirit until his coming again. Amen. The South African Military Christian Fellowship is hoping to air the At Ease program on the other radio station in South Africa and beyond. Please pray for this to take place for the glory and the praise of our Heavenly Father, encouraging the saints and reaching the spiritual lost, needing the gospel of good news. Please pray for the SANDF and other South African groups presently deployed to Mozambique to conduct peacekeeping operations in northern Mozambique. Pray also for the naval and air support as well as the medical staff, all serving in different areas of operation. Our president has extended the deployment to the next year, April 2023. Planning for the Regional Association of Military Christian Fellowship in Areshin, which is again taking place in Madagascar from the 8th to the 15th of October 2022, is going well. Please pray for the preps to go well and please consider financially supporting a delegate or delegates to attend from South Africa. We please value our listeners' prayers for this news item. Please consider how you listeners might become more involved in supporting the ministry of the SMCF in the SANDF. This might be through prayer, financially, or other means. Let us know and we will further interact and coordinate with you. Your support will be very much appreciated. Please consider joining the SMCF as a member. We will send you an application form. The SMCF World Conference in Brazil fast approaching. It will be held in Sao Paulo, Brazil in October 2022. Please pray for the conference planning and prep by the Brazilian MCF. Thank you. Remember, our contact details are 062-028-7546. I repeat, 062-028-7546. Our email address is smcf3@gmail.com. I repeat, smcf3@gmail.com. Our at-ease email is atease@gncr.org.za. atease@gncr.org.za. You can also text us on our Messenger at South African Military Christian Fellowship Facebook page. I thank you. Have a good evening.
We want to say thank you to Riranzo Mangani for reading to us the news. I trust that you jot some items down to pray, to trust the Lord for. It looks like the war in the Ukraine is just escalating and the devastating consequences and the effect thereof is terrible, really, really, really terrible. If you look at the YouTube images of pictures and how the infrastructures has been destroyed, and oh my God, have mercy on them. Also, to pray for their trip, the South African Military Christian Fellowship trip to KZN here in KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa, that it will be really fruitful for them as well. And also the conference in Brazil, with all the preps is going well and forth. May God bless them to have a wonderful conference as well one of these days in the year. Folks, we're going to listen to our last piece of music by the Navy Band. But before we do that, I just want to salute all our content providers and to say thank you for your contribution to make this program such a success. Without our content providers, really, I think it will be very difficult for us to broadcast such a viable program. So, friends, before we close, I just want to give you our contact details. I know that Riri has just given it to us here on the news. And I trust really that God will bless you as you open up to the Lord himself so that he can also minister to you. So here's our details to our GNCR website. It is www.gncr.org.za. Also, our at-ease email is atease@gncr.org.za. Please feel free to send us an email. We would love to hear from you all, and may God bless you as we take really keep to the protocols of the COVID, and may God really bless you as you are at ease and with your families in these days. May God really bless you. We're going to play out now, folks, with the Navy Band's piece of music. It's a march, The Voice of the Guns, and this piece of music is composed in 1917. It is a British military march composed by Kenneth Alford during World War I. It was written as a tribute to the British artillerymen serving in the war, hence its name, though later became widely accepted or adopted by the entire British army. There's no lyrics for it, so may God bless you until we meet again next week, the same time, the same place, the Lord's willing. God bless. Be at ease.